The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, did not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. I wish I can spend like 30 minutes talking about today's gospel, 30 minutes at least. But I'm going to try to be concise. Interesting conversation today. Interesting. This woman was bent over for 18 years, and all the managers of the synagogue could say, "Why cure her? Why cure her?" That must have been from, you know, a jealous point of view or something. But that's not what is interesting to me. Remember, St. Luke is a physician. Well, was a physician. He knew about medicine. Yet he says she had been crippled by a spirit. She had been crippled by a spirit. And Jesus will confirm this when he says, "This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now." So there are some illness that is explainable physically. But today we learn that the root of this ailment, sickness, was caused by a spirit, by a demon. Going from what St. Luke said and what Jesus said, in reply. She was bent over. It could have been ankylosis spondylitis, which is a form of arthritis, you know, swelling of the joint or of the spine. It could have been called kyphosis, which is, you know, a curvature of the spine or hunchback. But then St. Luke said, this has been caused by a spirit. And Jesus cured her. Now, before Jesus cured her, listen, you know, for 18 years, she must have been in pain. She must have been discouraged. She must have been ashamed to come to church, burnt over. But she still did. She came to church. An act of faith, an act of love she had. Coming into the crowd, into the congregation, not minding. She couldn't look up. It was difficult. If you were in that position, you would rather say, "I'll stay at home." Some give excuses why they don't come to church. Tiredness, laziness, it could be anything. But this woman kept picking herself up and going to worship. Very encouraging. And Jesus, when Jesus saw her, The woman did not cry out to Jesus. Jesus was the one who saw her and went to her and cured her. He knows. He knows the burden you carry, the silent and quiet burden that has bent you over. He knows. He wants to cure our infirmities. Do we seek him? This woman sought Jesus spiritually and physically. Let us at least seek him spiritually. Are there people that need our help, our compassion, that are bent over, maybe out of shame? They don't want to identify with anyone. Let us pray that the Lord may stretch out his healing hands upon them. There are those who are too ashamed to speak of their problems. May the Lord hear and answer us as we pray for them. This month we'll continue with our day 5 of Respectful Life. We pray that we may continue to treasure life from conception to natural death. Amen. Mm-hmm.